I dreamed of a bright light shining on me. It was bright and hot like a floodlight, focused upon me, dazzling my eyes. I felt hands upon me. I could see them contrasted against my pale skin, glowing so whitely in the light. I tried to see beyond it, to see the face of my lover, but everything else but those hands and my flesh receded into darkness. Beautiful hands they were, and they worked their magic upon me, seeking and finding my erogenous zones, penetrating me in every way possible, bringing me to orgasm again and again, until I begged for rest. But the hands continued to touch and caress, to probe and press, and over my moans of entreaty my lover whispered, "One more." So I surrendered to the hands, offering my pleasure up once again, crying out the torment of another climax. And when the hands did not cease their movements, I begged them to stop. My arms and legs trembled and convulsed. My body dripped with sweat. But the hands would not stop their torment. A kiss on my thigh, a breath on the dampness of the imprint, and again my lover whispered, "One more." I closed my eyes and focused on the feel of those hands, on the pleasure, on my desperate need to satisfy my lover's request. "One more," I told myself, "one more and I can rest." And I tried. Oh, how I tried to reach that orgasm, to cross that plateau and jump over the edge into that rocking sea of pleasure. But I was spent, and I said so again and again. But the hands did not stop their work, and the voice whispered insistently, "One more." In desperation, I curled up and tried to drag myself away from my lover, away from the light. I could not hide. The light and the hands, they followed me, and I found myself bound, hands above me, legs wide. "One more," the voice whispered and coaxed, and I shuddered and cried that I wanted to, but I could not. And then I felt my lover's mouth upon me, and with his lips and tongue and teeth did he bring me to the edge of the precipice. And once there did I fling myself off as never before, and I soared and cried out my pleasure and relief, my body convulsing in its bonds as I spun and rocked and finally crashed through hypersensitivity into oblivion. When I knew myself again, the hands and the bonds were gone. Once again, I tried to flee the light. I rolled to my knees and crawled away. But my lover was there, behind me. I felt the heat of him first, and then his hardness, and he pulled me onto him by my hips. I was wet and open, and as he entered me, he sucked his breath in between his teeth and murmured, "One more." I struggled to move away, but his fingers were hooked firmly against my hip bones. With his hips did he grind into me, penetrating me deeply, and each movement of mine away from him was another opportunity for him to pull me forcibly toward him. Each time I cried out, he hissed "yes," and ground deeper. With his mouth did he ravage my back, sinking his teeth into me, kissing and sucking with alternating tenderness and savagery. His body tensed behind me, and the whispering began again, and the words said, "Come for me, come now, come with me, or when I'm done, we'll start again." Oh, the friction and the movement, they worked their magic upon me, but I was too far from that place. My lover's voice was rough, and I knew he was close. Too close for me to come in time, but I knew I must try, or I would surely lose my mind. And so I reached my fingers down to touch my clit, and I awakened. The sun was streaming through the window, hot and bright. I was curled up, and when I moved, my thighs were slick with wetness. The dream was vivid in my mind, still is, and so potent I had to write it down, hoping that writing it down would exorcise it from my mind.